You mentioned the name of Jeff Ritzman, and he's obviously one of the most vehement critics of the Meyer photos. Basically, you issued a challenge. Hey, if you guys who don't like the Meyer story can produce the same stuff, let's see it. Is that right?
That's correct.
And were they able to?
No. As I said, Jeff produced a number of photos of a model UFO. And as I told him, I have no problem saying it, I thought they were good. In other words, the effect. And this is what a number of skeptics have tried to say. We've duplicated the effect. The problem with Jeff's photos, as was pointed out to me, I mean, I had the same feeling, but some photographers said, well, you know, these are very clearly small objects close to the camera. And if you look at the Meyer shots, because of haze and distance, there are, and of course, clarity, either Meyer, if he was focused in the distance, you'd get a clear shot, but the trees in the foreground would be blurred, or vice versa, depending on the camera he used in the camera setting. So that's when I issued the challenge after Jeff had produced these photos, and he then let slip that he's a miniature tree cultivator. I said, well, you know, this could really bring us to a point where maybe you can make a better case than with your little model photos. Take a photo with one of your miniature trees and show us that that's comparable to what Meyer did. Well, he didn't do that. Not only did he not do that, not one skeptic to date has produced a model tree, a photo of a model tree, a photo of the species of the model trees that they would have to be comparable to the real trees in Meyer's photos. It's like when the skeptic in our film says, well, notice that these parts of these trees are similar. Well, therefore, it's the same tree. And the skeptic in the film, as you know, was trying to say that Meyer had a model tree that he walked around the countryside taking photos with some presumable model that nobody's ever, or models that no one's ever found. So it's, to me, it's fairly simple. It's like kind of put up and make your case. Now you say you're not only a skeptic, a photographer, and a model maker, but you cultivate these trees. Well, give us something. Jeff not only didn't give us anything, he demanded under threat of lawsuit that I not display his photographs on an article that one look out for that tree on my webpage. And when I, for instance, when I gave a presentation at the Ontario Science Center a couple years back, I showed his photo. This was before he threatened me with anything, and I showed his photos side by side with Meyer's, and you know, people in the audience were chuckling. And it's kind of obvious this isn't, we're not in the same league here. You look at the detail on the craft in Meyer's photos, such as the ones that you have up on the on your website as well, that I forwarded over, and you go, well, wait a minute, that's some pretty fine work. How did this one-armed guy do this? Who did it? If he didn't, why hasn't anybody come forward? Lots of questions are raised, but I'll give you a question, if I may, George.
Sure.
It's a generic question. It's for the listeners of the show too. How is it that Billy Meyer, who has presented in the past 44 years, literally he's taken hundreds of clear daytime photos of up to 3 and 4 craft in a frame. He's taken 8 films and a stunning video, all of which, you know, we've got all this stuff in the film. How is it that people, when they hear of something like the Texas sighting or O'Hare, they've jumped to the conclusion that extraterrestrials are visiting us? They don't have a problem making mammoth cases all over the internet, UFO communities about ETs and UFOs, when what we're watching here is a demonstration, no doubt, of U.S. military secret craft to see just how people react to it. But Meyer gives you the clearest stuff you've ever seen in your life, including a film where one of them is hovering over his head. And another one, a video where he zooms 300 feet across an open field and the darn thing's hovering in front of a tree in broad daylight. But suddenly, no, it doesn't exist.
Well, I'll tell you one reason, and it's sad but true. One reason that I think there's been a lot of questions about Meyer's photos is that they're too good. And we've talked about this yeah. earlier, is that we are used to seeing over the years grainy, out-of-focus UFO photos and video and film. And this stuff obviously stands out. You mentioned about Jeff Ritzman
sure.
and the challenge and the fact that he said you couldn't use the photos of his objects. I think his viewpoint was, look, you have a website. That's your vehicle for marketing Meyer material, mm-hmm. and he didn't want his work product to be a part of it.
Well, you know, a lot of the forums, and I'm not saying that Jeff did this. I don't know if he's got a webpage or not. A lot of the forums use Meyer's photos, you know, gratuitously.
They just take them.
Yeah, they just take them and post them. But look, if I'm going to make a case about something and challenge somebody, let's reverse it. I'm going to say, here, I can do this. I can duplicate these photos. Here they are. You betcha, post them up there.
I think his view also was, look, I'll produce this stuff, and I'll put it up for an independent third-party analysis, but you are not putting your stuff up for analysis at the same level because you don't have the originals.
Well, my answer to that was, okay, I've written this article. It's on my website. And if your photos were in there, let people decide for themselves. Let them look and question. I make a case. Now, if somebody writes back and says, well, I disagree with you, fine. This is what makes it interesting, and this is what's supposed to happen here. There's supposed to be controversy. Now, if Jeff feels that he's going to make me rich by putting his photos in an article on a website that is solely self-promoted without even the Google ad, well, I'm sorry, I just don't buy that. You know,
tell me about the interpersonal play here, not only with Jeff, but David Biedney of the Paracast. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of animosity there. They say basically you're a snake oil salesman, and that after criticizing the case and your findings, that there have been threats back and forth and some really nasty stuff going on.
Well,
your take on that.
Okay. Mr. Biedney is a Photoshop expert. He and his partner have a radio show on the Internet. Primarily, to the best of my knowledge, and they invited me on as a guest some time ago. What happened was I thought I'd be interviewed by both. I wasn't. I was interviewed by Mr. Steinberg. I happened to tune in to listen to it, and I noticed that at the end of the show, both of them were critiquing me, and I thought this was a little strange. I thought Mr. Biedney wasn't available. Oh, well. And then they said, we'll have you on again. I receive an email from Mr. Biedney that calls me and Meyer all sorts of names. I've never met the guy. I didn't even have a conversation with him, but I'm a terrible liar, and Meyer's a cult leader, and he's in it for the money. We have a radio encounter. He presents his information claiming that he's proven through Photoshop that one photo of Meyer's is a deliberate double exposure done outside of the camera, and ultimately they claim Meyer used an enlarger, and it was a light fixture hung in front of a black drape, et cetera, et cetera. So the funny thing is they have this forum, and it's being discussed on it, and another Photoshop expert comes on and challenges Biedney and says, I'm sorry, I don't find these artifacts you're talking about or something to that effect. And there's this one kind of sheepish response that I thought was kind of unusual, where Biedney says, oh, well, that's interesting. I guess I'll have to go back and look at it. Now, this other guy that I don't know and that had no contact with, although I've seen him post, I did an Internet search, and I don't know what the guy's name is right now, but he's posted on other forums about technical stuff having nothing to do with UFOs. Well, he doesn't post again, and Biedney goes back to the same thing about what a snake oil salesman I am and what a hoaxer Meyer is. But I then take his argument and this thing, and I go to a guy I know who knows Photoshop, who's also been in the film industry for 50 years, movie maker, producer, special effects, and he's a skeptic about UFOs. I can never get to first base with him on UFOs. But I say, look, tell me, is this indeed a double exposure? He says, no. That's a triple exposure. Look, and he shows me. He says, see, one, two, three. He says, this is most likely done outside of the camera. This would be pretty, inside the camera. He said, this would be hard to do outside the camera unless the guy really had sophisticated equipment. And why? He says, you know what? And this is what everybody said. If he's really sure, and he's a photographer, too, tell him to duplicate the photo. Well, of course, Biedney won't, but there's another icing on the cake. There's one more photo in the particular series that Mr. Biedney had criticized, and it's clearly not a double, triple, or any exposure. It's clear on photo of the same object hovering in front of Meyer's property at night. I think it's in that article. I'm not looking at my page now. And I said, well, is this also a double exposure? They won't even answer it.